on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Midsummer in southern New England. A perfect day. Blue sky. Temperatures in the 70s to 80s. A small breeze now and again. Gardening was easy. Cutting the lawn was easy. The boys and I, that's my two Springer Spaniels, wandered around the farm, getting into trouble now and again, but there was no confrontation with creatures. We enjoyed ourselves very much, and then I settled down to gardening. I mention all this because I'll remember it fondly about February 1st of 2026. It is midsummer in southern New England, so I'm going to get a taste of what it's going to be like February 1st, midwinter in southern New England, when I go to Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, because it is exactly midwinter for him, and the conditions are wretched. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Yes, we pay a great deal of attention to the climate these days because there's indication that it's changing. It always changes. We just want to know what our children will remember is, it's not like the old days. And what are the old days? We don't know, because this is not like our old days, except you tell me you're settling into a normal winter. Is that correct? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, finally, we're setting into a normal winter. When I say finally, this is about a month behind of where we should be. So normally here in Australia, how it works is around about, say, mid-June, you really start to get the rain, you start to get the cold, start to get the wind. And all of that equals our Australian winter. We don't typically get minus temperatures, so the freezing temperatures, but it's pretty cool. Then we get a little bit of rain that goes for the next month or two, so through July. And by the time we hit August, it's completely gone. It starts to head back into the spring weather. But what I can say is that we're now sitting here in really what's still the beginning of August, and we're only just starting to get this wretched, wretched, cold, windy rain that we should have had about a month ago. So, John, while you're sitting there in this beautiful weather, which sounds truly like paradise to me right now, we are sitting in drizzling rain, rain showers constantly coming from the offshore area into the Sydney region here. Just rain, miserable, absolutely cold. And the weird thing is, John, it looks like it's going to stick around for at least another few weeks, which means our winter is actually slid almost a complete month to the right. We're actually getting a late winter, but I should say too, we're not getting that warm winter that the Bureau of Meteorology did warn us about, because the temperatures are remaining cold. Northern New South Wales, for example, this week had 16 inches. That's 1/6 inches of snow. That in itself is rare any given winter, especially rare here in August. So, John, we've got topsy-turvy winter. And really, this is, I guess, in some way, a preview to what you'll be getting about, say, 4 or 5 months from now in February. But here in Australia, we're not used to it. We're just trying to figure out what's happening with this crazy weather of ours.
I also mentioned we have meteor showers here in early August, the Perseids. You're on the southern hemisphere, so you have a completely different meteor showers. Do you see shooting stars now in the clear nights?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's the one good thing right now with the really cold weather. We get very, very crystal clear nights because it dissipates a lot of the smog and the pollution in the atmosphere. And I can say this week when I've been taking Dallas out for his normal 5 a.m. walk, looking up, I've seen at least 3 or 4 shooting stars every single day. It's just spectacular and is different to the Perseids meteor shower. It's our southern hemisphere version of it. But that's the one good thing about it. But as soon as that sun rises, as soon as that wind comes in, the cloud cover starts to come through. So we do lose sight of the sky just as the sun's rising. But, John, I can say the meteors are really spectacular here right now.
I will depend upon you come February 1st and January 31st to cheer me up, because I will be facing 7-degree mornings, 7 degrees Fahrenheit, which you've calculated to be minus 10 centigrade. And the boys and I will be doing the best we can on an ice-coated snowfield in the dark. You will be cheerful, won't you, Jeremy?
I certainly will be. In fact, I will have to try not to rub it in, because by February, That's our peak temperature for summer. So we'll probably be getting around about, oh, I'd say 115 degrees Fahrenheit, clear days. And I dare say, when you talk to me, I would have only just come inside from having a barbecue. So I'll try not to rub it in. But yes, you're right, John. We're about to get exactly a 180 degree swap. And honestly, I just it just can't come soon enough.
All right, but I will remember this day vividly, and when we talked about it, midsummer to midwinter. Now, in addition to the conditions in New South Wales, I've checked on the drought. South Australia, Victoria, and Western Australia. Is Western Australia still in a drought?
Technically, yes, the drought is still there, but the great news is they're getting a lot of rain as we speak. In fact, all through the week, they've had nothing but rain coming in from the Indian Ocean. So, really, to get outside of the drought, they have to hit basically water storage requirements. So, I think it's around about 50 to 60% of the reservoirs are full of water, and all the water storage is now out of the danger zone. They are definitely getting there. So, while technically not out of the drought yet, Perth is looking much healthier now. In fact, as we speak, and I did a quick check of the webcams before we came on, they are actually getting quite heavy rain again across the Perth region. And it's all up and down the West Australian coastline too, which means a lot of those rural communities in outback Western Australia, so the left-hand side of the map of Australia, they are getting rain as well. And touch wood, it's not too heavy because they too do tend to flood when there is a lot of rain. But a lot of their dams are filling up, a lot of the reservoirs are filling up. And so Perth itself is looking much better now, and all of Western Australia should be hopefully getting a little bit greener over the next month or so.
When we talked last week, there was a dusting in Queensland. Have they seen additional cold temperatures?
They have. In fact, the 16 inches of snow I mentioned a little bit earlier was on the New South Wales Queensland border. So they are still getting a little bit of snow there in the southern part of Queensland. So that's to the west of Brisbane there. It looks like it'll continue probably through this week as well, which means we could see more snow in Queensland probably around about Tuesday or Wednesday. But that the coastline is still staying temperate. It's still got the tropical feel about it, and it still has a lot of rain. But moving inland in Queensland, it is a bit colder than it normally should be. So again, we do have this strange sort of a winter dynamic that we're really not used to.
And Jeremy, the children are in school now, right? Your calendar changes to be consistent with ours. Children, winter in school and summer at home. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, which means normally when you have summer holidays in the middle of the year, our summer holidays are actually just at the other end of the year, but exactly the same makeup, the exact same amount of time. So right now, all the kids are back in school and basically, unfortunately, having to wake up on the cold, dreary mornings to trudge themselves off to school.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, we're comparing two hemispheres that are changing. I can't say that there's anything unusual about midsummer here in southern New England. However, I do know we had a great deal of rain in the springtime. Everything's very green. It's delayed some ripening. For example, the blackberries are not ripe and might not make it. The apples went early. I don't know. It's too anecdotal to add up to anything. So we're headed to creatures. This is Friends Visitor Debating Society with Jeremy Zachas, and I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.